Long-term optical and $gamma-ray variability of the blazer PKS-1222 plus 216 inches, by Savithri H. Ezikota et al. The gamma ray emission from flat spectrum radio quasars FSRQs is thought to be dominated by the inverse Compton scattering of the external sources of photon fields, e.g., accretion disk, broad line region, BLR, and torus. FSRQs show strong optical emission lines and hence can be a useful probe of the variability in BLR output, which is the reprocessed disk emission. We study the connection between the optical continuum, H-gamma line, and gamma-ray emissions from the FSRQ PKS-1222 plus 216, using long-term, approximately 2011-2018, optical spectroscopic data from Stewart Observatory and gamma-ray observations from Fermilat. We measure the continuum, FC, OPT, and H-gamma, FH-gamma, fluxes by performing a systematic analysis of the 6029-6452A optical spectra. We observed stronger variability in FC, OPT than FH-gamma, an inverse correlation between H-gamma equivalent width and FC, OPT, and a redder when brighter trend. Using discrete cross-correlation analysis, we found a positive correlation, DCF approximately 0.5, between F-gamma ray greater than 100 mV and FC, OPT, 6024-6092A, light curves with time lag consistent with 0 at 2 sigma level. We found no correlation between F-gamma ray greater than 100 mV and FH-gamma light curves, probably dismissing the disk contribution to the optical and gamma ray variability. The observed strong variability in the Fermilat flux and F-gamma ray greater than 100 mV FC, OPT correlation could be due to the changes in the particle acceleration at various epochs. We derived the optical to gamma ray spectral energy distributions SEDs during the gamma ray flaring and quiescent epochs that show a dominant disk component with no variability. Our study suggests that the gamma ray emission zone is likely located at the edge of the BLR or in the radiation field of the torus. This was long-term optical and $gamma-ray variability of the blazer PKS-1222 plus 216 inches, by Savithri H. Ezikota et al.